The 4 executive orders are aimed at combating racial injustice and inequity. They include a direct hit at the prison industrial complex by directing the Department of Justice to end its contracts with private prisons. Here's President Joe Biden.
An industry that houses pretrial detainees and federal prisoners. The executive order directs the Attorney General to decline to renew contracts with privately operated criminal facilities, a step we started to take at the end of the Obama administration and was reversed under the previous administration. This is the first step to stop corporations from profiting off of incarceration that is less humane and less safe, as the studies show. And it is just the beginning of my administration's plan to address systemic problems in our criminal justice system.
While African Americans make up 13% of the U.S. population, they're disproportionately incarcerated and nearly 40% of the federal prison population, according to data from the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Biden's order seeks to undo some of that inequity, but it's limited in scope. It applies to roughly 9% of the federal prison population. That's nearly 15,000 incarcerated individuals out of 152,000 federal inmates. The order does not include federal prison contracts with other agencies like ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, to detain undocumented immigrants. The Federal Bureau of Prisons had already opted not to renew some private prison contracts in recent months, since the number of inmates dwindled and thousands were released to home confinement because of the coronavirus pandemic. Another executive order condemns racism and xenophobia against Asian American and Pacific Islanders, AAPI. It also directs the Department of Health and Human Services to provide best practices for combating xenophobia in the nation's response to COVID-19. The move counters former President Donald Trump's racial rhetoric, calling the coronavirus the China virus. Again, Biden.
I ran for president because I believe we're in a battle for the soul of this nation. And the simple truth is, our soul will be troubled as long as systemic racism is allowed to persist. We can't eliminate it. It's not going to be overnight. We can't eliminate everything, but it's corrosive, it's destructive, and it's costly. It cost every American, not just who felt the sting of racial injustice. We are not just a nation of morally deprived because of systemic racism. We're also less prosperous. We're less successful. We're less secure. So we must change. And I know it's going to take time, but I know we can do it.
His directive also orders the Department of Justice to partner with the AAPI community to prevent hate crimes and harassment. Biden also signed an order directing the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, to take steps to promote equitable housing policy. The memorandum calls for HUD to examine the effects of the previous Trump administration's regulatory actions that may have undermined fair housing policies and laws. Months before the November election, the Trump administration rolled back an Obama-era rule that required HUD contractors to document and report patterns of racial bias. And the 4th executive order the president signed orders agencies to respect tribal sovereignty. Other actions the president has taken to combat racism and inequity include rescinding the previous administration's ban on diversity and sensitivity trainings and abolishing what Biden calls the offensive, counterfactual 1776 Commission report, which reframes and seemingly justifies slavery.
Unity and healing must begin with understanding and truth, not ignorance and lies.
I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.